earn your airtime.
Are you sitting comfortably?
With Simon Ferber on BBC Sussex.
And we take ourselves off to New Haven right now on the show and say a very good afternoon to Rick. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm fine, thanks, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Looking forward to putting some evil questions your way this afternoon.
Me too.
I've got some corkers for you today.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Just give us a flavour of the event that you're coming on the wireless attempting to promote this Thursday afternoon.
Well, I'm a director of a Kenyan AIDS Orphans and Widows charity, and we put on 3 or 4 fundraisers a year. And this one's called the Xmas Factor. So what we're doing is we're looking for applications for artists, actors, dancers, singers, whatever, to apply, you know, to go on the show.
I like it. You are very creative. Xmas Factor. I like that a lot. That's really good. Have you got your own version of Simon Cowell?
No, we're not going to be brutal on this, you know, because it's for a charity. So we're not going to go down that avenue, I think.
You've been out to Kenya recently then?
I have. I went a couple of months ago to supervise some medical supplies going out there, and I did a documentary of the supplies actually arriving. And it's on my site at www.ricksharp.co.uk.
Good man. What made you get involved with this in the first place, Rick?
Do you know something? I saw an advert in the Friday a couple of years ago, and I just wanted to give something back, and I got so involved that I became a director.
We need more people like you, Rick. That's just a really inspiring
story.
I thoroughly
enjoy it. It's so rewarding working with those kids out there. You know, it's brilliant. It can be very brutal at times out there too, because they've all got AIDS. Mm. And sometimes we're without electric for a week, or water, you know, without water for several days at a time, but it is so rewarding.
We went to Kenya on our honeymoon many years ago, and it does break your heart, doesn't it, when you see the little schools, because we did a safari, and part of the safari was actually to go into a village and see a local community. Mm. And you see what these kids are working with. They're open air classrooms, aren't they? They've got desks. If they're lucky, they've got desks.
Well, we've got 50 orphans in our little orphanage now, and we've got a lovely little school, and we've just built a little clinic, and the Sussex County Hospital and several other hospitals have been so good about providing medical supplies for us that, you know, I'm really touched by the way people have pulled together and helped us out with this.
Good stuff. Well, let's see if we can earn you at least 20 seconds of airtime.
Indeed.
How are you with the old general knowledge then, Rick?
Oh, so. It just depends what area it is, really,
okay.
Simon.
Let's find out. Question number one. Which country voted to keep the Queen in 1999?
Australia.
Correct. 10 seconds. How many times is the word Annie mentioned in the song Annie Song?
Oh, God.
How many times is the word Annie mentioned in the song Annie Song?
It's not at all, is it?
20 seconds. Well done. It's a trick question there. Question number three. What was first crossed by tightrope by Charles Blondin in 1859?
Niagara Falls.
Was it the Severn Bridge, the Shoreham Flyover, or Niagara Falls?
I think. It's just off the top of my head, Niagara Falls.
Not the Shoreham Flyover, then.
No, nobody crosses that.
Nobody with any sense. 30 seconds, well done. And finally, which football team had a hit with the record, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles?
Oh, my God. It's gone. I would say Arsenal, but it's gone. I don't think it is, but I'll say Arsenal.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
No, it wasn't the Gunners then. Newcastle? No.
West Ham United.
Oh, yeah.
Earn your airtime with Simon Ferber.
But a perfectly respectable 30 seconds there, Rick. Well done.
OK, thanks.
Your time starts now.
Thank you. If you can sing, dance, act, play an instrument, or you are a comedian or a magician, the Xmas Factor Charity Talent Show auditions are open till October the 31st. Download an application form from ricksharp.co.uk. The show is in New Haven on the 11th of December, fundraising for Onwabini, a Kenyan AIDS Orphans and Widows charity. Audience tickets are £8, and we're supported by New Haven Town Council. Volunteers are wanted in Kenya now for construction, fresh water, nursing, and teaching projects. And that's it.
Rick, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you spell your surname? Is it with an E or without?
With an E, S-H-A-R-P-E, Simon.
Okay, thank you very much. Off he goes. Well done to Rick Sharp. It's www.ricksharp.co.uk, and you spell sharp with an E. So that's www.ricksharp.co.uk. And as the man says, closing date for entries is October the 31st. So if you fancy being involved with the Xmas Factor, get online right now. Somebody else will be earning some airtime for the final time this week, tomorrow afternoon.